Welcome back one more time on Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for hanging out with us. Today we are reviewing market analysts and brokers on their thoughts regarding this spring's market activity, why the markets are behaving the way they are. Over the weekend on public television's Market to Market program, Sue Martin says that she thinks beans in the teens are possible.
Well, you'd be saying $13 beans, and I'm going to say it is possible, but it's going to take getting some heat. And the forecast is June and July turns hot. November beans, if you didn't notice, they took out the April high. The July contract this past week did not. It came within one penny. And I think that'll happen. I've often talked about the election rally, and we're in the election rally. We're working on it. Corn has already, like I said, made higher highs since February. Beans will be doing it next. Rio Grande do Sul, you know, they're, 25% left to harvest maybe. So you're talking, some were trying to say as much as 5 million metric tons reduction in production there. I think I would have to say, I would think more like 3 million metric tons reduction. And then again, you know, you have to understand Rio Grande do Sul is number 3 producing state in Brazil. So again, we're kind of rolling that back. And the yields elsewhere weren't as good as everybody had hoped they would be. So the question mark is this next week on the supply-demand report, will WASDE be willing to reduce that production number now that they've been able to see the majority of the production? And they might. But I will say if we get into our season and we start rolling with some heat, and, you know, last summer, I felt like that wasn't a hot summer. You know, that smoke really encompassed a lot of the Midwest corn and bean production. That saved us. This year's going to be a little different. I think you're going to see the heat and the dryness, and that could be what then sets this thing even more in motion as we move into July.
Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, her comments from Market to Market on public television over the weekend. So heat coupled with areas of potential drought concern. That's a market mover. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey looks at locales across the country where drought development is currently occurring or has potential to do so.
And one area that has become a little bit more to the forefront in terms of drought coverage in recent weeks has been portions of the central and southern Great Plains. Mostly an area focused across western and southern Kansas into northern Oklahoma. Also a few areas in Texas seeing some worsening conditions during April with potential implications for winter wheat and emerging summer crops. Finally, a third area we're watching for concerns related to drought increases in coverage, mainly across the northern tier of the country from the Pacific Northwest to portions of the northern High Plains.
Well, that's all the time we have. This has been Inside Agriculture. We'll be here again tomorrow morning, 8:35 to 9. We'll see you then. Have a great day.